What's up, nerds? I'm Aki from Aki and Fam, your host for this week's Bible Thump. And today, I want to talk with you a little bit about a verse that's been on my heart lately. It's a passage from James chapter 1, verse 22. And it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Now, in other passages of scripture, we learn a little bit more about the word. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, we're told that the word of God is living and active. And Jesus was also introduced as the word of God in John 1, 1. And in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, we're told that to obey is better than sacrifice. So the key is not only knowing the word, whether that's scripture, whether that's the words of Jesus, whether that is the words that the Lord puts on our hearts, but obedience. Now, this on its face seems relatively straightforward, right? I'm sure that many of us who either grew up in the church or have been a Christian for a while are familiar with listening to the word, whether that's going to church on Sunday mornings and listening to messages, going to conferences, listening to preachers on social media, television, or just listening to some form of daily devotional. You're listening to the word right now, technically. So it's pretty easy to sit and listen to things. It's a lot harder to do what it says. It's pretty easy to sit and listen to a YouTube video or to a sermon on Sunday morning and walk out the door, close the tab, and just forget about what you've just heard. So in practicality, this passage has a lot more specific applications. Throughout my life, I've heard time and time and time again, the word of God has an answer for everything in life, right? But I can tell you from experience that every time my life has gone off course, every time I found myself in a valley or a wilderness, it's because I tried to do things my way and I didn't seek the word for answers, for wisdom, for counsel. And I've studied scripture from a really young age. I grew up in the church. I was a junior Bible quiz participant, which I think is specific to the Assemblies of God. But that means I studied a lot of Bible facts. I memorized a lot of scripture. And so I knew the word. But they didn't stop me from making some pretty stupid mistakes. Not only while I was growing up, but even in my adult life. You know, I'm kind of an idiot sometimes. Whether that's listening to the voices of others instead of checking them against the word, or my own self-doubt and disbelief instead of grounding myself in the word, I just time and time again, I would find myself messing up. And I mean, we can see this also very, very clearly and frequently in scripture. If we go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when Eve decided to listen to the serpent instead of what God told her to do, right? Or we can go back to when the Israelites decided to worship an idol instead of, you know, the Lord, which is kind of funny because Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments at the time. So there's a little bit of irony there. Samson and Delilah, David and Bathsheba. There are examples time and time and time and time again throughout scripture where people knew what they were supposed to do and chose not to do it. And then there were consequences. So as a counterpoint, we can point to several examples in scripture where the Lord is faithful when we're obedient, right? Look at Abraham and Isaac. As a parent, I could never imagine sacrificing my child, even if the Lord told me to. But Abraham was obedient and the Lord blessed him richly. Think of Daniel. He was faithful in the face of certain death. Like he was gonna die, and the Lord shut the mouths of the lions that were supposed to eat him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into a fiery furnace, and Jesus meets them there in the midst of that fire to protect them from it. Gosh, that's just crazy to think about. The thief on the cross, listening to Jesus, answering his call, and receiving salvation in his dying moments. We can memorize scripture all day. We can sit in the pew every single Sunday, but if we don't have the strength to do what the word tells us to do, we will find ourselves falling short time and time again. Just yesterday, just a fun little real life example, right? Yesterday, I was out with my family. Baby Aki is going to be a name change soon. He's doing T-ball this year, and we needed to get him a glove and some other supplies for the upcoming ball season. So in preparing to leave, I noticed that Spy Family movie was in theaters. And I was just like, hey, I think that might be kind of fun. Let's add a little bit of flavor that the whole family might enjoy while we're going out to run this errand for one specific individual. So my wife, Mama Peach, was all about it. But Peach, who just recently became a teenager, was a little less enthused and a little grumbly. And I mean, she wanted to stay home and play video games. And let's be honest, I did too. But while we were on the way out of town, I talked things over with her a little bit. I reminded her that throughout Scripture, the Lord encourages us to be grateful and to try to find joy in things. For Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, give thanks in all things, right? So she, in typical teenager fashion, didn't necessarily want to hear what she viewed as a lecture from her dear old dad. But not long after, she started to cheer up. She made a choice to change her attitude. Shortly after we got out of the movie and before we started doing our shopping errands, she talked about how grateful she was that she did end up coming and how much better she felt as a result. That was just kind of a fun, like, immediate example, but I can also reflect on these past few months. For those of you who know, we streamed on Twitch. And in streaming, I do believe that the Lord called us to it. And it's not just me. It's my whole family. And so for a season, we were obedient. And over time, I started to listen to my own voice and the voices of others. And I lost sight of what was important as a result and made choices that put me in a wilderness season that is just now starting to come to a close by the grace of God. But that was, again, where I made some choices and some decisions that were contrary to what the Word says. And because I wasn't obedient, I paid the price. And so did my wife, and so did my kids. That was a really, really difficult, difficult thing. But the Lord is gracious and compassionate. Not everything the Word tells us to do can be fixed by an attitude adjustment. But we can wake up in the morning and take those first few precious moments to thank God for His unfailing love, no matter our circumstances. We can choose to be kind to our neighbor. We can choose to be faithful to our spouse. We can choose to love our children and prioritize our family's needs before our own or anyone else's. We can choose to be obedient to the call of the Lord on our life and dig deep into honoring what the Word tells us to do with that calling. We can choose to give generously of our time and resources to the church. We can choose to not merely listen to the Word, but to do what it says. Obedience is very rarely the easy choice, but it is always worth the earthly cost. Now, for those of you who knew that we streamed on Twitch, I have some good news for you. We will be coming back very, 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 very soon. My wife and I have spent an extensive amount of time talking about it. We've talked about it with the kids. And we're excited to tell you that the adventures of Aki and Fam will continue over on Twitch. You can catch us on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all the things. We hope that you'll come and join us as we continue to try to be obedient to the call of the Lord, to love our neighbors, to love all of you nerds. And once again, I'm Aki from Aki and Fam. Thank you for joining me this week for Bible Thump. And don't forget, Jesus loves you, nerds.